USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we learn more about the Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect, his social media accounts were full of hate and racist comments. Authorities in Wisconsin are reporting Daryl Brooks was trying to strike as many people as possible when he slammed his SUV through the parade on Sunday. Six people have died and dozens were reported injured. A Black Lives Matter militant, Vaughn L. Mays, says the Waukesha parade murders may be the start of a revolution after the Rittenhouse verdict.
That the revolution has started in Wisconsin.
I did tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung plans to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory just outside of Austin, Texas. With a global shortage of chips used in cars, phones, tablets, video games, consoles, and just about every other electronic device, the summer of 2024 opening can't happen soon enough. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Scientists are starting to look for life in our galactic backyard. Alpha Centauri, two stars just over 4 light-years away, are the closest sun-like stars to our own solar system. The Telemann Project is backed by California-based Breakthrough Initiatives. The Next Generation Telescope will go into Earth's orbit in about 2 years and could start detecting planets by about 2025. President Biden is mandating some truck drivers to the vaccine mandate.
The Biden administration will require all truck drivers who cross U.S. borders to be fully vaccinated starting on January 22nd. The American Trucking Association has warned that this mandate will have negative consequences. The group releasing a statement saying our data shows that a vaccine mandate may very well further cripple the supply chain throughout the country by forcing up to 13% of our drivers to leave the industry entirely. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The 95th annual Macy's Day Parade will feature 20 balloons this year. Creative director Rick Palmer on NBC's Today Show has some of the details.
Full parade. We are parade ready. 95th parade. It's all back. The marching bands, the spectators. Everything is happening this year, and we are thrilled. This actually is one of my favorite floats. Kalahari Resort has been in the parade before. This is a brand new float that we've created. It is a giant water park that will come through Manhattan full of life and giant colossal waves. And this.
There you go.
And that.
There you go.
So this stage right here is actually an optical illusion. It appears to be a rapid river raft that's constantly moving, but the stage itself will be stationary, so our talent will actually not get seasick. Okay. So proud of this little detail on this float that is just gorgeous. This is a artist collaboration with an artist from South Africa, Caribou Poppy, and really it brings that genuine culture to this float that we love so much. When you've got a giant bird like a peacock, it is the center of attention. We have blinged him out completely filled with glitter and sequins and metallic paint. It's all about the bling. Yeah, so we have a lot of high tech on this float from video to lighting, but also there's a really cool effect on this float. We have a camera mounted on the top of the float that is capturing the crowds along the route, and they will see themselves in the monitor in the back.
This year will feature a Star Wars balloon they're calling Baby Yoda. The Mandalorian star is not Baby Yoda, as its real name is Grogu. I'm Star Wars fan Lance Pry on USA Radio News.